Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's my podcast, John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, from KX93.5.
KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX93.5.
John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, the one you should be picking. John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, unless, of course, you're chicken. We hear great songs from A to Z. I break them down so expertly. Don't let your panties get all hot and bunchy. I'll hold my sack up to anybody's cause. All my grooves are crunchy. John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. You don't know what you're missing. John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. Obey when I say listen.
Listen.
Hello and welcome to another episode of John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, the show where we listen to songs from the point of view of a musician. That's right, I'm John Troy and I'm a professional musician. I love it when people come up to me and say, what kind of music do you play? Skiffle, I say. Skiffle. You're going to love it. All right. Now, I sure hated fading out on that Stevie Wonder song. I'm sorry. I apologize for fading out on that great song. That sounded so great. But I have a show to do. I've got these songs to play, and I'm just doing my job, man. All right. Every show has a theme, and the theme for this episode is push. Every song title has the word push in it, and the first song is by The Seeds. Remember The Seeds? They came out in 1965 with the song Pushing Too Hard. They were an American rock band, the group, whose repertoire spread between garage, rock, and acid rock are considered an influential proto-punk band. When you listen to this song, it's funny to remember that this was about 15 years before this kind of sound was much more common. I remember when this song came out, I was like, are you kidding? Really? Just awful. But now it sounds kind of cool. He's got quarters on the snare. There's no changes, basically. The guitar solo is comically inept. It actually made me laugh when I listened to it today. This is The Seeds doing Pushing Too Hard here at KX93.5 FM. Listen.
Just have fun.
Yep, that's the Seeds here on KX93.5 FM Laguna Beach, doing Pushing Too Hard. Darn it. All right, this is John Troy listening to The Sack, and the theme is Push, and the next song is The Meters. Oh, man, you should know. You should know by now. You should know what band this is. When just one bar in, you should know. This isn't funky. This is funky. When they come out of the bridge, the bass is in the high register. They really know how to put a song together. You got that New Orleans thing going on the drums. Man, oh man, this is great stuff. It's chug chug, but the parentheses got the word push in it. Push and shove. This is The Meters. Here on KX93.5 FM. Listen. That's The Meters here on KX93.5 FM, doing Push and Shove. Boy, coming out of the bridge and playing really on a high register on the basses, it was a great idea. It really keeps it going. Very cool. This is John Troy listening to The Sack, and the theme is Push, and the next song is by Van Halen. It's called Push Comes to Shove, and it's the bass player. This is... disco was having an effect on rock. The sort of classic bass part when disco came out, was boom, 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 boom. You know, he had the upbeats on the hi-hat. Musicians called it pea soup, pea soup, pea soup, pea soup, pea soup. And the upbeat was a hat that was closing. And on that same part was the high part on the octave. Boom, 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 boom. An octave, like you're playing two. It's the same note, but it's a different pitch. See, an octave apart, eight notes apart. And when an idea happens in music, it can spread through the different genres. That's the thing about music. It's like genealogy. Everything spreads around, and the influence is felt among all many genres. And so this is rock, you know, it's Van Halen, but the disco was big in those days, and so the bass player is going, you know, I'm going to check that out. He's playing some kind of disco-y stuff here in this kind of rock song. It's got Eddie Van Halen playing guitar. Boy, that guy can play, can't he? Yes, he can. This is Van Halen doing the song Push Comes to Shove here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
Another cigarette over here. Is there anything left in that bottle?
Yeah.
Over here, man. Over here.
Yeah.
Some people live apart. They break your heart. So
What do you know? There was a modulation there right before the fade. Interesting. What's a modulation? Well, I'll tell you. You could go back to the podcast. To hear the podcast, go to kx935.com and look for John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. That's the name of this show here on KX935 FM in Laguna Beach. And just go back to the beginning. There's a lot of stuff that I don't explain anymore because I did already. I don't want to keep explaining the same stuff. But I'll tell you that a modulation is a change of key. It's when the song changes key, not when it changes chords. Most songs go through chord changes, but they're in a certain key. Usually that means they start and end in the same chord. A modulation is when the song changes key. The key of the song changes. So it starts on one chord in one key and ends in another. Maybe, unless it modulates back down or back up, you know, to the original key. All right? All right. So this next song is by Salt and Peppa, a duo, a female duo, rap duo, hip-hop duo. This is released in 1987. It's called Push It, and it's pretty hard to deny this groove. The producer and the engineer were focused on the groove. They just want people on the floor. There's not too much attention paid to the lyrics. There's very little going on in the song other than a very, very strong groove should get your hips going. That's the idea. This is Salt and Peppa doing Push It. Oh, yeah, here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
Baby, 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 baby.
Salt and Pepper here on KX93.5 FM doing the song Push It. I'm John Troy, listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. I'll hold my sack up against anybody's because, oh, my grooves are crunchy, baby. Now, the next song is also called Push It. And this is by, I guess this is metal. I guess this is metal. Hard, scary, nasty metal. And it occurs to me, now this is, I don't know, it just occurs to me. It's just a feeling I have. It's funny, some, like this last song gets you in your hips. Well, me anyway, gets my hips going. This next song gets my head going, gets the head banging. But the groove is strong, man. The groove is strong. But it's, I don't know, it's more, well, it's metal. And it's got very sharp, sharp stops, like a lot of metal does. It's very, very hard edges to it. I mean, literally, like you'll have a song, like a bar chord, an electric guitar with the amplifier turned up loud. You hit a bar chord or any chord, and it's loud, and it's big, and it's full, and it's distorted. And then you stop it. You hit a staccato, and you get that sudden, there's no decay at all. There's no reverb, it just stops. And so you work with that full, complete thunder of sound and then stop it. And you keep that coming, that start and stop, those hard-edged stops from a full chord to nothing. And it makes for a very, very dynamic, compelling sound. In my opinion, it's French, you know. So let's check it out. This is Static X. Brace yourself. It's a song called Push It here on KX93.5 FM. Listen. Well, that was a toe tapper. That's Static X here on KX93.5 FM doing the song Push It. I'm John Troy, listening to The Sack. The theme is Push. The next song is by Prince. Prince is one of the great ones. Really, really great. The thing about Prince is, as innovative as he is, he's also old school. He's very aware of where he comes from, where American music comes from. He's very aware of his influences. He honors his influences in his songs. You can hear it. And he's also very much in the context of where we are. I just admire the guy so much. He's contributed so much to American music. This song is called "Push It Up." It's got shades of Parliament in there, which comes from James Brown. You can hear it in this stuff, but it's him. You know, it's old school and in context. Everything's on the one. This is Prince doing the song "Push It Up" here on KX 93.5 FM. Listen.
Push it up.
This is it.
Push it up.
This is it. I think they got to get ready for this one here. Come on. Say what?
This is the jam of the year.
Huh.
Push it
what
up.
Did I hear?
Push it
wasn't
up.
Quite clear.
Here.
Say what?
This is the jam of the year.
Oh.
Push it up.
I hear you.
Push it up.
Come on.
If you ever down, dragging on the ground, face twisted, wind funky brown, let me turn you on to something that I found to make you feel good, feel good.
Addictivity, like gravity, got you falling fast from reality. You got to get up, put up, move up, and just do what you should, you should.
Realize that you are somebody. Come on, y'all, and join the party. Everybody grab a body and feel good, you should.
Push it up, push it up to the sky. You don't have to have a plane to fly. If you listen to the truth and not the lie, stop crying, crying.
In harmony, can't you see? Every color all in the same key. And that's the way God wants us to start trying, trying.
Realize that you are somebody. Come on, y'all, and join the party. Everybody grab a body and feel good. You should. Push it up.
Everybody's here.
Push it up.
This is the jam of the year.
Push it up.
Push it up.
Push it up.
Push it up.
Push it up,
everybody's here.
Push it up,
this is the jam of the year.
Push it up,
push it up, push it up.
Oh. Come on, wake up your body, wake up your body, wake up your body and move it around. Come on, yeah, huh? Where the party at here, y'all? Where the party going down in here? Now,
I wanna know who's ready to show me. Get on down with the one and only party ambassador. Fit stars like a spatula, natacular. More legend than a new Acura. Body tone stone while I rap to her. Capture her, thinking I'm a match to her. Just because I'm attracted to her. But the fact of the matter is the dance floor's fatter. The crowd's on fire as we push it up higher. Push it up, come on, y'all. Push it up. Put your hands in the air, push it up. Come on, y'all, push it up. Why? The artists turn it up. Come, yeah, break it on down,
This is the jam. This is the jam. This is the jam.
Push it up.
Yeah, that's a crunchy groove. That's Prince here on KX93.5 FM Laguna Beach doing the song Push It Up. I'm John Troy, listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. The theme is push. I'm in Laguna Beach. That's where we are. If you're streaming this from somewhere in the world, that's where I am right now. Here at 9:34 p.m. on a Sunday night, Pacific Standard Time. I'm looking up across the Pacific Coast Highway, up at the lights of the houses, where those really nice houses with the million-dollar views. And there's the traffic is pretty busy because 'tis the season. And I have the wide, dark Pacific at my back. All right. Let's listen to some more music. What do you think of that? This next outfit is called the Quantic Soul Orchestra. When I, you know, when you first hear this, I thought this is an old thing, like some classic R&B thing. But no, this is a current outfit. And not only do they take their cue, does the leader of the band, I don't know his name, sorry, take his cue from the old stuff. He actually wants to keep it alive. So even the way he records, not only is the song itself constructed and played in an old R&B funk way, it's even recorded in an old way. That is, like in this last song you heard, the drums were kind of an electronic drums, and the drums are very, very present, right? Like, if you're listening to it, the drums are forward in the mix. They're right there. They're right up against the door, right up against the window pane. You know, the sound of the drums is right there. Now, whereas this, it sounds like it's recorded in the old way, where they would put a couple of mics up in a room, and you just hear the whole band. You can sort of hear the sound of the room. It's as if it's happening in a garage, and you're sitting there in the garage, and you hear the drums, but they're not right there in your face. They're over there. You know, they're back there over against that wall over there in the other part of the room. They're over there someplace. See what I mean? That's a different sound at all, and that's all done in the way everything is mic'd and the way everything is mixed. That happens in the production. So you'll hear the difference. Listen to the drums and how they sound. And speaking of how they sound, what the guy's doing, he's playing 16s on the hat, 16th notes on the hi-hat. And this outfit works to revive this jazzy funk sound. It's called the Quantic Soul Orchestra, doing a song called Pushin' On here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
Pushing on, pushing on.
All right, that is the Quantic Soul Orchestra here on KX93.5 FM, Laguna Beach, doing the song Pushing On. I'm John Troy. The program is the John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. I got a sack full of crunchy grooves in the next one, and the theme is Push, and the next one is called Push, and it's by Lenny Kravitz. This song is piano-driven. He's a guitar player, as you are probably aware, but he said, you know, I want this song to be piano-y. It's drone-y, too. What makes a song drone-y? You get long notes that hold. There are pads going on during the verse. There's an organ. It's piano up in front, but mixed further back in the mix, there's an organ. And he's laying down a note. I've said this before. With an organ, if you hit a key on a piano and hold it down, it will decay. You hit the thing and the sound will ring for a while, but it'll decay and eventually fade away. If you hold down a key on an organ, it'll just go like a car horn. As long as you hold it down, it just keeps going. And when an organ player does that in a song, during the verse, sort of in the background, that's called a pad. He's laying down a pad. So that's going on here. Listen for that. It's a strange. This is kind of a strange song. It's nice. I've only heard it once. I'm going to listen to it again now. I wrote down that it's Beatles-y-ish. Beatles-y-ish. This is Lenny Kravitz doing the song Push here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
Push
Yeah, you could hear that organ right there at the very end on the fade. It was a Leslie. Hammond going through a Leslie there right at the very end. You heard that fade. That was the organ was padding there in the background. It was mixed so far back. It's not something that is readily noticeable. You got to listen for it. You got to dig in there and find it when you listen to this stuff. That was Lenny Kravitz, of course, here on KX93.5 FM, Laguna Beach, doing the song Push. I'm John Troy. We're listening to The Sack. The theme is Push, and the next song is called Just Push Play by Aerosmith. It's got this... That's kind of like a shuffle, like 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, which is what a shuffle is. It's like a three feel inside. And it's like a quick shuffle inside this kind of halftime feel, which is Aerosmith enjoys doing. They do this, and it's a great feel. So he got instead of you know, so you got this quick shuffle feel going on with a halftime underneath it, a very cool juxtaposition of rhythms. This is Aerosmith doing Just Push Play here on KX93.5 FM. Listen. Steven Tyler, of course, and Aerosmith doing the song Just Push Play here on KX93.5 FM, Laguna Beach. I'm John Troy. I have time for another song. The theme for this episode of The Sack is Push, and the next song is by No Doubt. It's called Push and Shove, and this is cool. It's got a ska feel, and then it goes into a halftime. So the ska feel is like boom, 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 dot, 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 dot. That's a ska thing, right? But then it goes into like the sweeping halftime. So it's boom, 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 boom. You know, it really opens up that halftime feel. So what I want you to notice is that it sounds like it's slower, but it's not. It's the same tempo. It's just a different feel. Okay? One is like a straight eight ska, and then it goes into a halftime. Halftime means it's playing half as many downbeats, half as many hits as common time. All right? So let's check it out. This is No Doubt doing Push and Shove here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
Yeah.
No Doubt here on KX93.5 FM, Laguna Beach, doing the song Push and Shove. This is John Troy, and for the last hour, you've been listening to an episode of John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. And stay tuned, and I'm going to be back, we'll be back with another episode of The Sack in just a few minutes. I'd like to remind you that KX Fest is coming up on September the 26th at the House of Blues Anaheim. It's the third annual music festival from KX93.5. I'm going to tell you all about it in the next hour, so stick around. We're going to play a lot of great great music with a different theme, and so that's that. And if you want to hear the podcast, I had a great interview last week with Lee Sklar, who's the bass player with James Taylor and Jackson Brown and Lyle Lovett and just everybody. It's already had about 200 plays. It's amazing. It just took off in terms of plays and downloads. You should check it out, too. And all the episodes on my podcast at kx935.com. And while you're there, become a member. Your tax-deductible donation keeps everything going here for independent radio, which is what we need. So for all of us here at KX935, this is John Troy saying, ciao, baby.